G'day everyone. It's Friday evening, the day before Valentine's Day. Not that it means much. Other than that, we've got a very nice tango event on tomorrow night. A tango Valentine's ball, which I'm quite looking forward to going to. So that's the only exciting thing about Valentine's Day. But I thought I'd drop back in and fill you in on what's been a really interesting 3 days. It's Friday night, like I said, and I've just spent 3 days working at the reformulation of a few things in my world. I worked Monday, Tuesday at my normal job, and as I mentioned in the previous audio booth, things are a bit quiet there, so I went, bugger it, I'll take a couple of days off, and I haven't really got the work at the moment, and I'll go back next week, so I'll go back to work on Monday. So these last 3 days, I've been mulling and fluffing and considering and thinking and contemplating and wondering in the general direction that I have for this year and what I'm going to do and how I want to shake up my life in the digital world. And as I mentioned in the previous audio boo, I don't have strong focus, but I've got a general direction. And I said that I wanted to allow myself to waste time, to consider, to mull things over and just let whatever happened bubbles up. And I tripped across a few really quite good strategies for myself. One thing I've been doing is each evening I've been making sure that I've got a list of tasks for the next day. And I think it was on Wednesday night I actually went for quite a long walk, probably about a 5 or 6 kilometre walk into the city and back. And as I was walking, I was writing notes in Evernote and Wunderlist for tasks that I wanted to do and bits of inspiration. One of the good things about having things interconnected now on all of my devices is I can do that, and I know that the information's there. And that's been quite good. I'm a pretty good person when it comes to not procrastinating and being on task and going through processes to achieve final results. I'm pretty good at that. I think I'm better than a lot of people. I think I can do that quite well and be self-disciplined. After all, I did build a house by myself, so that's one of those long-term projects. I mean, very long-term. It took 10 years, but I just kept chipping away at it. So I do have that nature. So it's been good. But if I don't have something in front of me to go on to, if it's a blank sheet, I struggle. And I think that's where any procrastination that pops up into my world appears. So by making sure that I've got these tasks to move on to, that's helped me to keep progressing. I haven't achieved everything every day. That's okay. They just bounce on to the next day. Some of them are tasks that are going to take a long time to get done. But at least I've got a list to work my way through. What I've also been doing is, I did this morning, one of the tasks I had was to set out an agenda for myself, and I didn't even know what that meant. So what I did is I flipped open a great little app I've got on my computers. It's called OMM Writer, O-M-M Writer. It comes out of Spain. Very simple little program, and basically what it does is it presents you with a blank sheet, some nice atmospherics, put on some headphones, so you end up in this slightly blissed state. And it just lets you brain dump. And fortunately, one of the great things that I learnt from my ex-wife was how to type. Wasn't very good at it for years, but as we've moved into this digital age where we have keyboards, I've actually become a touch typist. So I wrote a couple of 2,500 words in the space of an hour or so. Just vomiting onto the screen my ideas. And it's not so much what I put on the screen, into OmRider, it's more the process that I did it, because by regurgitating all that information, it helped to clarify a few ideas in my mind. And that was a very good thing to do. It's helped me considerably. What I've also been doing is I've been chipping away at my sites. There's a few bugs in them that have developed over the years. You've got to maintain stuff, haven't you? If you don't maintain things, they tend to get a little bit worn around the edges. And one of my sites has got a little bit that way. So I've put a new update of the theme on it, and it requires a bit of TLC at the moment. So I'm going through the use of that premium theme to understand how to manipulate it. And again, that'll be something that'll take a while to get up to speed. I also want to rebrand my sites, take them in a different direction, more general rather than specifically for people wanting to do life stories. But it's been really quite good. I've generated some very good pieces of, lists, I suppose, is the best way to put them. Ideas for content. One of the things I wrote on OmRider today was, I think I've got enough of that now. It's time to actually, after these 3 days, actually now start doing it and getting into the tasks that are required. And I think that's the next phase I need to move into. I need to do a lot more reading, and the reading I am doing is just inspirational. I'm really quite enjoying it. It's giving me lots of ideas, and again, a lot of that is crossing over into the notes. And it's working. It's working. I think it's been a very good 3 days for what I've needed to do. I'm being a little bit vague, aren't I? Sorry about that. Part of my nature is, it's not that I'm being secretive. I'm not. It's just that until it coalesces properly, I don't have anything to talk about. And there's nothing worse than just babbling on about dreams and goals and inspirations when the reality is, as life unfolds, it might twist and turn and go in a few different directions. And I don't know what those directions are going to be. But I suppose out of the mist that is my life, with the only bit being tangible at the moment being my home, my daughter, my work, they're the only solid, tangible things. And friends and family and stuff like that. But this idea of some sort of possible new way of doing things, a new future, that's a fog at the moment. And on Wednesday morning, there was very little shape and form in that fog. But after these 3 days, a little bit more has coalesced, and there is definitely some more form for me to be able to grasp onto and work with. So I'll probably do a bit more, just chip away at the edges of over the weekend. I've got a few commitments over the weekend to do, which will take me away from it, but I'll find a few hours here and there. And maybe next week, maybe in a couple of weeks, I'll have another day or two. And now that I've got a few things in place, it's going to be a lot easier for me to just find an hour or two here and there, maybe even in the evening, which is something that's been a little bit difficult because the tasks that I've had to do have been a little bit insurmountable to just go and grab half an hour in the evening. But now I've got a few tasks where I can do exactly that. Just 10 minutes of reading, note-taking, just 10 minutes of working on my sites. Now I've laid the groundwork so I can do that. But that's what I've been up to. It's been good. It's been a good 3 days. And I've been very, very focused on trying to help this life of mine unfold in new and interesting ways. Hey, I've got no idea if I'm going to achieve anything. But we'll see. Bye-bye for now, everybody. Got to go. See ya.